What's shaking, wrestling fans? Welcome to another edition of the Next Gen Podcast, where we review WWE's developmental brand NXT and what's going on down there, the stars of the future, and we're seeing what's going on with them today. If you enjoy the show, this show is available as part of the Mega Powers Radio Network, meaning you can find it at megapowersradio.com, also on the official Mega Powers Radio YouTube channel. So if you're a YouTube person, please subscribe so you can get the show easily to you every single week. We are coming soon to iTunes and Stitcher. I have been receiving a lot of requests for that. I just got to get some things sorted out, and we will be on there very, very soon. Now, before I start digging into NXT, just wanted to tell you guys why you might notice that this is a little more hastily done of a show. I am going away to a music festival this weekend, and as such, I had to get this done as fast as possible. Otherwise, it was not going to get done until next week. And that also explains why I am here alone. That's right, I don't have anybody here with me. You are getting me, Mike Payton, 100% this evening. It's a Payton explosion coming through your ears. So, I am going to be reviewing the June 3rd, 2015 edition of NXT. Honestly, a missable show. I was very excited after last week. I feel like they followed up their Unstoppable program very well, setting things in motion to whatever their future is. This week felt a little bit more like a filler. We begin the show with a recap of Elimination Chamber, which was this weekend. Kevin Owens, a big, big victory over John Cena. I'm sure you want to hear the opinions about that. We actually did a full review of Elimination Chamber on Smark Out Moments Smack Talk podcast. So if you want to hear my full opinions about that, as well as everyone else as part of the team, go check that one out. The intro of the show plays, and we welcome the crowd chanting NXT. Very heavily. This crowd is always just so into the show, always having a good time. Really helps me get into the show more than I can with most of them, where the crowds are just sitting on their hands. We're told that sometime tonight, NXT General Manager William Regal is going to be dropping a major announcement on us. So look forward to that. Our first match of the evening, Tyler Breeze versus Adam Rose. Now, immediately, Adam Rose just is looking completely different. He's coming out without his entourage. He has this really defeated look to him. He does that thing where he raises his hands to the crowd, and the crowd is supposed to go, yay! But he was so lethargic while doing it, and he was just like, yay. The crowd still loved him, though. They were singing his whoa-oh song. Even during this match, there was a point where they were chanting for him to be Leo Kruger again, or at least 50% of the 50% was chanting, we want Kruger. The other 50% saying, no, we don't. Another good let's go Cena, Cena sucks type chant where they're going back and forth. This was a very, very slow match. Lots of putzing around the ring from both of these guys. Adam Rose actually keeps control of this match, like the entire thing. Like, I understand you have short matches and you want to do your typical thing of the heel having the heat throughout it and the babyface making his comeback, but Adam Rose literally kept control of this match for nearly the entire thing. Tyler Breeze hits one move, the beauty kick, and gets the pin. So, Tyler Breeze wins, as he should have, but he doesn't really look too strong coming out of this because he just came back and hit the one move. I think the bigger story that they're telling here is what's going on with Adam Rose. Seems like he's dropping the party all the time gimmick, and he's maybe looking to get a little serious, a little more determined to get himself into a spot where he's taken seriously. Also worth of note, this is the first time I've really noticed Tyler Breeze working as a babyface. As I said, he was taking a majority of the punishment throughout this match and then made the comeback, and the crowd was certainly warming up to him, as they have been for a while. So if they're taking Tyler Breeze in a babyface direction, thumbs up. Thumbs down on Solomon Crowe. Backstage, who's pacing around, he's saying that he doesn't regret what he did last week because he got to speak his mind, but when he comes back, he's going to be better than ever. The hell does that mean? Where's he going? I don't remember him getting, like, injured and stretchered out like Sami Zayn was. He's just going away? Good. Fuck that guy. Someone else who is away right now, Dana Brooke. Off doing a fitness model competition. We spent a lot of time talking about what we thought Dana Brooke's motivations were on last week's show and how she really just wants to be a fitness model. Well, this just confirms it. She's over in Rio de Janeiro doing some Arnold Schwarzenegger fitness competition. Good news is I think she won, so it looks like she's going to the finals, the world finals. So that's good. Another person I'm not in a rush to see come back, though. Someone else that the whole crowd was not too welcome to see, though, was Eva Marie, the moment that Greg Hamilton on the stage says that he is going to be bringing on someone from Total Divas, the crowd just starts booing and they don't stop. They don't stop. They invite Eva Marie out. They were very kind enough to zoom in on the one fan that was clapping in the crowd for her. But besides that, the crowd just booed this girl to pieces. They wouldn't let her speak. They were chanting, "You can't wrestle." Even when she was in there trying to say how great the women's division in NXT is and how they stole the show, the crowd was just kind of like, "Yeah, but you still suck. Fuck you." I actually felt bad for this girl at one point. She couldn't get a word in. And it's one thing to show negative energies towards a person, but this girl just, I don't know. I felt bad for her. She said that she is going to be joining the women's division down there, and she looks forward to competing in it. doesn't sound like the crowd's too looking forward to it, though. William Regal is set up in sort of a press conference type thing. He announces that the July 4th show that WWE is going to be holding in Japan, which is already looking like an amazing show with Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston, John Cena, Chris Jericho, a lot of big names going to be on that show. They only go to Japan maybe once every 2-3 years. It's not a common time they go over there, so it's a big deal just for them to be in Japan. Having a guy like Brock Lesnar on the show, how many appearances does he make? So that's a big deal. But William Regal said he wanted to have something to bring to the table for the show as well. He said that NXT will be represented with Kevin Owens defending the NXT title against Finn Balor. Excellent. This match was set up, of course, by Finn Balor becoming the number one contender at Unstoppable, so we knew this match was going to be coming up soon. We didn't know how soon. I was thinking maybe whenever that next NXT event is. I think that's in October? September? Oh my gosh. So thank goodness that they're making this happen a lot sooner than that. I am going to go ahead and make an early prediction that Finn Balor is taking this title. He has massive history in Japan, as he alluded to in a little promo he did later in the show, as Kevin Owens does as well. But I think this is the perfect place, a nice, big, fresh crowd with lots of buzz surrounding this event, and excellent place to get started on the reign of Finn Balor for NXT. Something else worth mentioning is that this show will be on the WWE Network. Fucking fantastic! You got this network to do anything you want with, and if you're doing these big shows, why limit it to just the people in the crowd? If you really want to sell that $9.99 every month, give people special things like this. You know, how often do we get to see a show in Japan with a Japanese crowd, Japanese lettering all over the place? Well, unless you're watching New Japan. I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to air at something like 6:30 a.m. Eastern time here in New York, but I'll be watching. You could bet that. It's not like I have anything else more important going on July 4th, eh? We had our women's match of the evening. It was the, I don't know if I'm getting this nickname right, the Princess of Staten Island? Did I get that right? Carmella going against Alexa Bliss, newly formed with Blake and Murphy, or BAMF as they're going by. This was a slow Divas match. Carmella starts the match very heavy with the Fez press and lots of punches, so it starts off hot, but very quickly Alexa takes over the heat. She's doing lots of headlocks and ground submissions, and she's not like Sasha Banks or Charlotte where she can do all these ground submissions and it's enticing and fun to watch. It's just dragged. The only thing that helped was the fact that you had Cass, Enzo, and Blake and Murphy on the outsides of the ring and shouting. It's kind of sad. The best part of this match is the guys on the outside shouting. Alexa gets a victory with a quick roll up while holding the ropes. Rhino is backstage being interviewed, saying that it's time for him to refocus on why he came to NXT. That reason? To become the NXT champion. Good. This is what every wrestler should be. Every wrestler that is active on whatever roster it is should be looking to become champion where they are. It doesn't matter who you are. Young, old, from the most badass guy down to the most comedic jobber. Every single one of those should have their eyes on that prize and wanting to get it. So Rhino, yes, we all know he's there as a veteran to help pass on some of his knowledge onto the younger guys, maybe give him the rub by giving a few losses to them. But that doesn't mean he shouldn't be coming in there and acting like he wants to be the top dog and win that title. So fantastic promo there. He's going to start that journey by taking down the number one contender tonight, Finn Balor. And that's our main event, Rhino versus Finn Balor. We get a video of Sami Zayn. Is a surgery video where they're showing him in the doctor's office and his I hate when they show these videos of like the camera inside somebody while they're sawing away at bone or cutting away at tendons or something. It always creeps me out. Absolutely ridiculous. We can't have a match where someone gets blood. We have to completely stop the match or whatever their procedures are these days. But we can just clearly show, like, with no warning, these videos of someone's arm all completely cut up and a camera shoved inside. No big deal whatsoever. Sami Zayn, wish him a speedy recovery. Bad, bad time to get an injury. And as he said, the sports doctors often say there's no good time to get an injury. And that's absolutely true. But I had to feel like this guy was, just like Kevin Owens, main roster bound sooner than later. But looks like for now he's going to have to be held back. And this video was a good way to remind us that, hey, you love Sami Zayn. Don't forget him. He'll be back soon. Our tag match was the Vaude Villains returning after quite a hiatus. I couldn't tell you how long it was, but they were really selling the fact that the Vaude Villains haven't been around for a while, and I can't tell you the last time they were there, so I'm going to take their word for it. They're going against the team of Jason Jordan, who, if you remember last week, was found in a gym and approached by... Crap, I can't even remember his name. The guy with the towel. But he told the guy with the towel that he has a tag team partner already in mind, and that guy ended up being Marcus Louis. Very odd choice. Speaking of people we haven't seen on TV for a while, Marcus Louis. How does this guy even still have a job? I wouldn't be surprised if this is the last time we see him. This is really his choice of opponent? Like when he could have had Towel Guy or Ty Dillinger? He's going to go with Marcus Louis? Oh, goodness. Vaude Villains get the victory with this, with their Whirly Dervish finisher. Appropriately so. Jason Jordan's not happy with Marcus Louis, and we can only assume that going forward, he's probably going to be trying different partners every week until he finally settles on Towel Guy. I'm just going to call him Towel Guy. We get a video package for Sasha Banks. Very similar to the one we got last week for Becky Lynch, only this one doesn't really provide as much new info. It's just a way to expose her, not in the kind of way that many people probably hope for her to be exposed. Just, again, show off your champion. Show her that she's done a lot over these past few months. She's raised herself up, too. It's not quite a story as Becky Lynch's was, but when she came in here, she was just this really small girl, and no one gave her the time of day, thought she would do anything there, and now she's running things. She's the boss. So, good to keep doing these videos. I hope we see lots of these. Not just for the Divas. I think they need to expand into some of the other guys, but cool. Finn Balor has a really short 30-second little promo where he talks about fighting in Japan again, saying how he won 11 championships there. He's ready to take another one. Short, sweet, to the point. Finn Balor's awesome. We get ready for our main event of the evening. Yeah, I love these one-hour shows. You can just get through them so fast. We have Greg Hamilton announcing it. I said his name a few times. I know this guy's been with the company for a while, but I've never really taken notice of him. I think tonight was the first time he actually did full-time announcing duties from the first match all the way to the last. And I gotta say, I like this guy. He's got a lot of energy. He seems like he knows his stuff. Like he wasn't standing there with cue cards. He knew all the information for these people coming out to the ring. He was confident. He had a perfect voice. It was booming and clear. I think this is my new favorite ring announcer. Just make a big statement like that on the first time I'm seeing him. But, man, when I compare him to like Eden Styles or some of these other people they got going on right now, this guy is awesome. We have our main event of Rhino versus Finn Balor. The crowd begins with an ECW chant as soon as the bell rings. It's Rhino, of course, you know, he's an ECW guy. Can't just let it go. Lots of intensity from both guys at the start. Rhino is working the heel throughout this match, which is kind of out of nowhere considering it was just a couple weeks ago, we saw him in that match with Baron Corbin where he was very clearly the babyface. He's mocking Balor's, as I'm going to call him, the epic arms when he throws him in the air for the during his songs. Eventually, Balor goes for the coup de grace finisher, but Rhino moves out of the way. Rhino charges for a gore. Balor ducks, sending Rhino into the corner. Balor rolls up for the pin. Gets the victory. Not a 100% decisive win as far as hitting his finisher and all that, which is fine because... this doesn't look like the end. After the match, Balor is going up to pose at the top of the ramp. Rhino comes from out of nowhere, like completely out of frame. Like they made him look like he walked to the back and he was gone. But he comes from out of frame and gores Finn Balor out of his boots. Like, I'm not even kidding. They're standing at the center of the stage, and Finn Balor from this gore ends all the way at the very, very end where that screen is at the end of the stage. It had to have been 5 or 6 feet that these guys flew. It was amazing. I'm not particularly excited for more Balor and Rhino matches, but you're going to have to do something with him on TV while you're waiting for him to face Kevin Owens on July 4th. So if this just kills some time, whatever. I'm sure Balor is going to win and it's not going to hurt him in any way. And gets Rhino a payday. And that's the show. Really short. I love these NXT shows. It's so much more fun than reviewing Raw. And if you had fun listening to this show, well, there's lots of ways you can support us so we can keep new episodes going forward. First off, just keep listening to us. We're on YouTube. We're coming soon to iTunes and Stitcher. You can find this podcast as part of the Mega Powers Radio Network at megapowersradio.com. I've started posting them in archive form on keepingkayfabe.com as well. So find it on all those places. Rate, review. If you really, really want to become a supporter, though, best way to do that is head to patreon.com/megapowersradio, where you can donate a amount of as little as $1. To help Mega Powers Radio continue succeeding, growing, and providing all this awesome content for you. So, as I said, just me this week. Hopefully we'll get things back into a more exciting order next week. But thank you for listening and dealing with my voice throughout this little short of 20 minutes. I promise next week will be more exciting. I am going off to Mountain Jam, where I'm going to see lots of cool bands like Rusted Root and the Wailers and Revolution and Grace Potter. I am stoked. Even Robert Plant's going to be there. So I'll be having fun with that. Until next time, this has been the Next Gen Podcast. We'll see you next week.